In the growth and evolution of the El Paso Museum of Art, there's been a wonderful excavation and exploration of local art and artists and regional work. And that's exactly what we're going to get to enjoy in the upcoming exhibitions. With me to talk about those exhibitions is Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable, Senior Curator at the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome, Patrick. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Tell us what's coming.
We have two major exhibitions, both opening on January 31st to the public. 70 Years of Mexican Art, New Languages, New Worlds, and The Wives Across Texas. The last show was organized by the Tyler Museum of Art in Tyler, mm-hmm. Texas. And it's all made up of works by N.C. Wyeth, the patriarch, and then his son, Andrew Wyeth, and then his son, Jamie Wyeth, really the most famous family of American artists, all coming from Texas collections, both public and private.
And then Henrietta Wyeth is Andrew's sister, is she?
Correct. Not? Actually, we first heard about the show because we have an Andrew Wyeth. It's the only work by Andrew Wyeth we own. It's a watercolor trout stream from 1948, and we loaned it to the show. And then we realized the show could be available for traveling, and we're the only other venue besides Tyler, so it's coming to us from Tyler. And we decided we have three works by Henrietta in our collection, mm-hmm. so we're adding her to the show.
Why isn't Henrietta automatically reeled off with the three male Wyeths?
And it's interesting. She was Andrew Wyeth's oldest sister, and like him, she received artistic training from her father. But I think a lot of it is, again, partly you can even think of the subjects for which she's known, floral, still lifes, and portraits. But I think being a female at that period probably really had its way with her reputation, because of that fact itself. In fact, probably even her ambitions were probably not what her brothers were, just because she was.
Do you think
female.
Her technique is as good, or is it obvious that he managed to advance more than she did?
I think in the end he advanced more, but again, he mm-hmm. had that direction
sure.
and motivation around him, being a male, to go further with it. In fact, his father, N.C. Wyeth, was really known as a great illustrator, but in the world of fine arts, he felt he had been overlooked. So he really pushed his son, Andrew, to excel as a fine artist. So he taught him a lot of techniques. Mm-hmm. But that's also interesting as well. There's one portrait in the show of Henriette by Andrew. It's a beautiful portrait.
Well, aren't there portraits of one another?
Yes, and then they also did include one work by her of Andrew in the show. And then that's mm-hmm. why we decided to give her presence and
Yay.
Add our three works.
So I'm glad you did that.
Yes,
I really
am too. We have beautiful portraits by her in the mm-hmm. museum. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, interestingly enough, too, her husband, Peter Hurd, which brought her out west.
Yes, he keeps going.
Yes, he was. It's really an interesting family. Again, all those interconnections. But Peter Hurd, he was one of the first at the time to really be experimenting with tempera on gesso. Mm-hmm. And he actually taught that technique to Andrew early in their careers, and it became really important for
he
Andrew.
He taught it to Andrew?
Yes.
Skipped Henrietta.
I hadn't
Darn,
even thought
she
about
was probably
right.
in the kitchen. so irritating.
But in the end, again, without that lack of motivation or support that her brother would have received, she still excelled. Again,
yes.
some of her portraits, the ones we have in the museum, are beautiful. They're very
oh, yes.
powerful and bold. And
mm-hmm. There are two there that are property of the El Paso Museum of
yes.
Art. There's the still life, the mixed flowers,
mm-hmm.
and then a portrait of her young son, Peter Wyeth Hurd.
Yes.
Ah, yes. It's just so interesting. The gives us a chance to almost examine nature and nurture as far as who got to a certain point with their talent.
And speaking of that portrait that Peter Wyeth Hurd, he's probably about 10, maybe a little mm-hmm. older, but he's standing out in a southwestern landscape. I think it was soon after they moved out west in New Mexico. And he has a white T-shirt on. His arms are very, they're folded across his chest, but they're very pronounced in terms of the bulk. And then he has these rosy cheeks, and he looks very, what I call, a hearty all-Americana kind of
yes,
portrayal of
all-American
her son.
All-American is the term yeah. that keeps popping up in reference to all the Wyeth work. There are pictures in our heads that have
Correct.
Been,
yes.
the standard was set by these images,
Definitely.
It seems. Tell me more about the types of works by Andrew that we will see.
There are the portrait of Henriette and another portrait study for that gentleman, which is a study for a portrait that's now in the Dallas Museum of Art. So it's more sketchy, but you can really see his thought process in that work. Those are both very powerful, but most of his works are beautiful landscapes, whether of Chads Ford, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
or locales in Maine. all three generations of the Wyeths really centered on Chads Ford in Pennsylvania and in Maine.
And now, is it Jamie, the son?
He is the youngest.
The grandson.
He's still working, yes.
Okay,
he's still alive.
He has a rather interesting portrait of some pigs, is that correct?
Yes. I forgot their names. I think one of them is named Fowler, but he gives all three names
Woolworth,
as the title.
Russell, and Fowler.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
And it's actually the pigs behind. And you see there his technique, too, and his love of animals and mm-hmm. his observational skills. You just see this buildup of paint to portray these very, and they're very corpulent pigs.
Yes, yes.
out of the landscape.
Is there a sense of evolution through the three Wyeths that are featured in this show as far as trying to break maybe from a family pattern? Are there significant differences in style?
Well, that's an interesting question because actually, now that you ask it, I realize it really underlines how they've really continued in that realist tradition. Again, Andrew ended up becoming the most famous realist artist of his generation. And he learned from his father, who really did a lot of work in illustration. Mm-hmm. And then Jamie has really continued some of his works. I feel like there's a portrait of Andy Warhol that's kind of more existential and spare. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, he really, and again, you have to give them credit for that beautiful technical skill that they've learned through years of practice. Mm-hmm. And then also the contemplative nature of, the bottom line is they all have really stayed true to that realist emphasis.
Oh, interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. Because artists are always trying to break rules. And so I wondered if it would even be possible to mistake something by Jamie for an N.C. Wyeth piece.
Maybe not an expert, but for me, it's possible.
Ah, okay.
Especially Jamie and Andrew.
Yeah.
N.C. Wyeth, right. You can see more of the illustrational aspect mm-hmm, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But even he has broader scenes. He was very influenced by Frederick Remington. And there's actually, that's an interesting connection too. There's about a handful of works by N.C. Wyeth in the show that are of Western scenes, Bronco Busters.
Yes, yes.
And he came out west and visited Indian tribes, Native American tribes, and was a cowboy for a while, and then brought back a lot of information for his illustrational work.
Well, that certainly gives that genuine edge to the portrayals, the quality of the light and the authenticity of every element of the piece when you've actually lived the life. And I suspect over generations, some of that'll certainly be lost. So it makes these even more treasure. But how wonderful that our museum owns some of these pieces. It's always a kick to see that, oh, that's ours.
Yes.
That's very nice. And there's going to be apparently some educational events associated with both of these exhibitions. And tell us a little bit about those.
Yes. On February 6th, my colleague Christian Gersteimer, he'll give a zip tour of the Wyeths across Texas.
Ah, excellent.
And then later, I think February 20th, I'll give a zip tour of 70 Years of Mexican Art, New Languages, New Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of other, we have a Seniors Day coming up on February 18th.
Now that's something new in general, isn't it, the Seniors Day?
I believe so.
Okay.
And we're much more committed to it than we ever were before. We're trying to have them on a regular basis.
Very nice. And that's a free admission, basically, for people over 60-something?
Yes.
Okay.
Over 60, yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
And we'll have lectures. There's a lecture by David Cutforest, professor of the Kress Foundation at the University of Kansas.
Oh,
and that'll come
excellent.
Up on April 14th, so a little bit later in the show.
Okay, and all of these are going to be on the websites.
Yes.
So people can find out exactly what's happening. Now, let's switch tracks over to 70 Years of Mexican Art, New Languages, New Worlds. These two exhibitions opening on Thursday, they'll be up through April. And they're going to share the big gallery. The Woody and Gail Hunt Family Gallery is the big one. There is a fee, an entrance fee for these.
And
it's a paid exhibit.
The entrance fee allows one access to both exhibitions, yes.
Yes. So it's definitely worth it. And non-members, adults, it's just $10. If you're a member, 13 and older, $5. And then under 12, an active military and family, free. So extremely accessible. But tell us about the 70 Years of Mexican Art.
And this one's very exciting. And
yes.
In contrast to the Wyeths, mm-hmm. but also connecting to our strengths in American art and Mexican art in our own collections, but also bringing something new, because a lot of our Mexican art is significantly older. But this is really quite a few contemporary artists, and mm-hmm. it's coming from a federal collection in Mexico, a very interesting program Actually, I think Diego Rivera and Siqueiros helped establish this program where artists can pay taxes by donating artwork to the collection, the federal collection of the government. And the consulate has been really helpful in getting these works to us. But it really focuses on the last 70 years of Mexican art. And in that respect, it's a nice sequel to some recent exhibitions we've had of Mexican art that also included people like Diego Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
But this is even more contemporary. And that some of those other exhibitions had some contemporary works, but this really, it has one Diego Rivera, Rina Lasso, some other artists of that period, Rufino Tamayo. But it also includes a lot of postmodern artists, two-thirds of the artists. There are 53 artists and 54 works.
That's a large show.
Yes. One of them, Yolanda Andrade, she has two photographs in the exhibition, but she, I think you could call easily a postmodernist. So she's one of the contemporaries. Mm-hmm. And I think we often forget what happened in Mexican art maybe after the muralist movement because we're still sort of fixated on it. Well, it's a great movement. But this show really introduces you to people working now in Mexico.
We forget. I mean, that's in reading the information that's provided along with these exhibitions, what's on the walls or the brochures or the information you send out, I learned so much just from that. And it's interesting to me that here Diego Rivera helped to establish this program to allow artists to pay their taxes with their art. And it's because of this collection, as a result, that we're able to get past Diego Rivera as being, oh, well, that's the last thing that happened in Mexican art, which, of course, it's not. This is taking us into the next round of artists.
Yes.
I wonder how a government juries. I mean, what if you're not a very good artist? I wonder if you have to give them more art or they don't want you to give them art for your taxes.
And when money's involved, I even had a discussion with someone the other day and I didn't know the answer, but I'm sure they must have professional appraisers or something.
I would think so.
Because obviously they want to make sure something's worth
yes
what it should be and if it's going to be used.
I would
to
have to start painting very, very quickly if I ran into trouble in Mexico. Patrick, it's just such a delight to have you here. These two exhibitions sharing the large gallery at the Museum of Art opening this Thursday. And they'll be there through April the 28th. That's in the Woody and Gail Hunt Family Gallery of the El Paso Museum of Art. The exhibitions are The Wyeths Across Texas and 70 Years of Mexican Art, New Languages, New Worlds. For information, folks can go to elpasoartmuseum.org or call 532-1707. Dr. Patrick Shaw Cable, Senior Curator of the El Paso Museum of Art, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.